Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Mastering Life Simplicity and our new series, Seek Speak. It's been quite some time since we've been on the air, and we're really glad to be back with our new series called Seek Speak. Tonight, we're going to be talking briefly about communication and leadership, as that tends to be one of the biggest issues we all face out there in life, whether it's leadership at home, leadership at your job or career, or leadership out there in the community and public. And communication just really is one of those pivotal things that tends to be sometimes the item that kind of destroys relationships and destroys team unity. As we always used to do in the past, Hopkins and I, and Hopkins isn't back yet, but he will be soon. We always like to start off with a holiday, and there's a holiday each and every day of our lives, so we should treat our lives like a holiday. But today is actually Conflict Resolution Day. That's the one that we chose for this evening, since we're talking about communication, and conflict tends to be something that generates a lot of communication in our life. The Association for Conflict Resolution had started this holiday or this special day a few years ago. So it's the third Thursday of October. And what this is designed to do, when they started this in 2005, is to promote awareness of meditation, arbitration, you name it, creative ways and to resolve conflict, resolution to use at schools, businesses, families, communities. Recognize the significant contributions of peaceful conflict resolvers. So I just thought that'd be appropriate to share with you that Thursday of every October is Conflict Resolution Day, October 15th, 2015. What I'd like to do for you next is play a short 2-minute Seek Speak recorded in the studio. You can find information on our newest website, which is seekbalance.com. That's C-E-E-K, balance.com. And you can watch our short video series. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is Seek, C-E-E-K, and check us out and start to communicate with us so we can help you with your conflict resolution, communication, and whatever it is you're seeking to work on. So here we go with the in-studio recording, and we'll be back here in a couple minutes.
Welcome to You Are in the Studio with Seek. I'm your host, Jeffrey. Today's episode, we're talking about simplify and amplify your communication and leadership. There's the old saying that you must first seek to understand before you can be understood. And when you look at communication and leadership, that's kind of a good saying to understand. You see, communication just isn't one piece. It's made up of several aspects. Good communication includes listening, written as well as verbal communication, the ability to speak effectively or give presentations. Also, which is important, is your body language, how you're communicating as you're in front of others. And most importantly, fostering a culture of open communication. One needs to practice open and continuous communication in order to seek those results that they desire within their organization. Remember, it's not playing your title that's important. It's playing your position. Know that you're going to be strong in some aspects of communication and weak in others. When I took on a job where I was the sixth leader in 4.5 years, no one trusted me. I had to change the culture, and I changed the culture to one of open communication, collaborative methods. Individuals were invited to share their ideas, to share their concerns, things that they wanted to see happen. It's not that they all got what they asked for or argued for. but they were heard. In your meetings as a leader, be direct. Be open. Do you drive meetings, or do you open up your meetings to collaboration, to new ideas? Empower those around you. Simplify your life and leadership by not playing your title, but the position you're in at the time you need to be in. And amplify your leadership through collaboration. Thank you for joining us for our 2 minutes with SEEK.
We'd like for you to continue to join us here every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Mountain Time as we begin our new series, SEEK Speak. We'd love to hear from you. Please contact us through our website at seekbalance.com, CEEKbalance.com, or email us directly at info@seekbalance.com. Hopkins and I are going to have several guests coming up. We're going to share with you in the next couple weeks the one thing that people in this world desire most. I'd like you to go out and explore and look that up. As we go through this series coming up, we want you to realize the potential you have within you, how simple life can be, and how wonderful the experiences that you'll have once you open up your mind to the simplicity of life. Today, I had the opportunity to attend the Latino Conference in Colorado. I helped set that up, and part of it was a Young Rebels entrepreneurship competition. Students that are otherwise underserved in our schools and communities had the opportunity to share ideas, to bound around things that they saw important to fix or rectify. Their communication skills were amazing. This was their time to just stand up and tell their story. And what you'll learn from those processes is that when individuals are given the opportunity to share their passion, their communication becomes a wonderful, wonderful part of their lives. So the simplicity for communication and leadership is be open, be honest, but foremost, have the passion in what you're saying. Had the opportunity to meet a very nice young individual, and she has had many trials in her life, yet when you see her through all the darkness her life has had to offer, she's a beacon of light. Her openness, her passion, and the desire to make a difference in this world as she presented at this conference was amazing. We all have that light within us. Just have to communicate it. We have to let people know who we are. We have to have some self-disclosure in order for others to understand who we are. And then share our passion. Because once people hear your story, they want to be part of your story. Thank you for joining us for Mastering Life Simplicity, SEEK Speak. And we look forward to hosting the upcoming shows and having many guests come and share with you what it is that we all desire in this world. Hopefully we'll have Hopkins back with us when he's back from traveling, as we've been traveling the world, sharing our story, hearing your story. Beautiful life. Life on an evening.